Hello, everybody. I'm Connor Shepard, and you are listening to The Shepard Show. Today, we got a very special guest. He is Prussian. He has glasses, and you might know him, host of the Ben Armstrong Show. It is Ben Armstrong.
Yes, hello, people. I have turned Prussian.
So, anyways, it's we don't really have much to talk about today, except election is like 3 days away, I think.
Well, just bring up something. We can probably have a nice argument about it.
We need to build a great wall.
The wall is a bad idea.
Why?
Because we already have guards there.
Okay, but it'll just guarantee even more,
Yes, but why spend $8 million or $1 billion on this wall when there's already guards there?
Border protection. There's
already border protection.
Yeah, last time there was a fence, now we have a wall.
It would be... No. There's already actual guards there.
Well,
it would be one thing if we didn't have any guards there at all. But we have guards there.
And that's why we needed the wall, because many hundreds of illegal immigrants are coming across each week. And
there
are drug dealers, drug smugglers, rapists.
Here's another thing. It's not like every one of them is like that. If you live in Venezuela, you have to deal with only 15 minutes of water a day. Your bread is trillions of dollars and stuff.
You know,
could just be trying to escape to a place where you can have water for as much of the day as you want. Bread is actually
pretty cheap. Yeah, it's only like a dollar.
Yeah, depending on what you pin it to.
Mm.
See, so it's not like people are.
You know why it costs so much for bread? Because it's a communist country.
Venezuela is not communist.
That is.
No, it's not.
Or wait, is that Guatemala?
That's Guatemala.
Ah, I am not good at geography.
Venezuela. The problem with Venezuela is, a lot of other countries, it fell into debt, so they tried to print more money.
That doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And then Sudan passed them, and they said that they had to be in a high inflation rate, so now they're inflating. I mean, I don't think it's because Sudan passed them, but, like, that's the only logical reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that they were number one. So now the inflation rate is like
$8 trillion
a day or something. So you really think that everyone from there is going to be going to America just to commit crimes? Or are they going to America to try to find a better life?
Some of them are. There are millions of drugs coming across our border. But anyways, we got to move on to the next subject.
They usually are anyways.
Yeah. All right. We got to move on to the next subject. What is your subject to talk about now?
Well,
like, it could be about anything, like Black Lives Matter movement, the...
Yes, that.
All right.
Here's the thing. You say it's a terrorist organization, right?
Yes. I believe it's a terrorist organization.
Why?
Because they're killing people and they don't care about Black lives. The only reason they're destroying it is so the Democrats can be in charge. And as soon as Democrats be in charge, they can kick the Black people out the door.
Well, here's the thing. But that is... Only some of them are rioting. Like, many of it is peaceful protest.
Many of it's peaceful protesting, but if you go to...
You've been rioting so much because of how much more uncommon it is.
Yeah, but if... Over billions of dollars of damages is going into each. Billions of dollars are going into Portland for the damages that are happening. 115 days of straight rioting.
Here's the thing. I understand you. I understand your point of
the Black Lives Matter organization.
Yeah, about how it's terrorist because of all the
If they really cared about Black lives,
yes,
then
but
they
the
would.
Peaceful protests, they are not terrorists.
I'm perfectly okay with that, but yeah.
But they are also a part of the movement, so only parts of it are bad.
Let's not mention. Let's talk about Antifa.
Who?
Antifa. It's anti-fascist.
Oh.
They're the people that are bad. Not the Black Lives Matter movement by itself. Some of it is bad.
Good?
No, I'm saying... Well, Antifa is the one behind destroying all this stuff, and it hasn't been around. It just didn't appear this year. It's been around for... Since, like, 2016, I believe.
Fascism has been gone from the planet.
I'm talking about Antifa. That's been here since...
You said anti-fascist.
That's what it means.
Yeah, and fascism hasn't been on the planet for the past 80-some-odd years, so... Why are they anti-fascists when there's not a chance any place goes fascist?
Alright, there is not a bigger opinion or bigger difference than abortion. I'm going to bring it up just really quick. Just we're going to say, what's your opinion and what's my opinion? We'll move on.
Alright, my opinion is the second that baby has been fertilized, it's illegal. It shouldn't be. Not illegal, but you get what I'm saying. It's wrong.
So the first four weeks is allowed to be aborted, right?
Yes, because it has not developed or anything.
I totally agree. Anything past 4 weeks, illegal.
Exactly.
But there are some Democrats who want to make it up to 40 weeks.
40 weeks?
Yeah, 40 weeks. That's a long time.
Although, don't forget, you cannot say all Democrats are bad because of some stuff that other Democrats do. Same thing with Republicans.
You don't see Republicans like, killing babies when they're that 40 weeks.
The thing is, basically, just because one Democrat does something bad doesn't mean they're all bad. Hey, is that hard to find?
I don't think so.
No, let me see.
Last Shelter Survival. I'm just scrolling through Facebook when we're going through the argument then.
Yeah.
Alright, continue. In my opinion, yeah, I already said my opinion.
Yeah.
So, probably the other thing is presidential. Probably the biggest and longest. It's probably going to take up the rest of the episode. I'm going to say who I supported and who I voted for in our student school mock voting thing. And then Ben will say who he voted for. And then, hopefully, Monday when he goes back and when I go back Thursday, we'll know who wins.
Yep.
All right,
put it on Trump's gonna win because we live in the
in Dowdrow,
which is the redneck rural area. Yeah. So like, because the only reason we are not a Republican state is because of New York City. Because
New York City.
Yes.
And if I run for president one day, I'll make New York City give it to Delaware, and we become New Amsterdam. Cut off.
I don't like that idea.
That's a stupid idea anyways. I see it all over Facebook. I voted for Trump. And I believe Ben voted for Biden and Harris.
I did.
Well, a lot of kids wrote in, though. A lot of kids wrote in themselves. So if there's, like, two votes for freaking Alexander Gardner, then yeah. I bet Alexander Gardner will have more votes than freaking Trump.
Yeah.
Just that random stuff, but here's one more thing I want
to
bring up.
Explain why you voted for Trump. I'd like to hear. Some people argue, with Trump we have lower taxes, but I can rebuttal that argument. Taxes pay for our infrastructure.
Yeah, but the reason why we have lower taxes, so...
Why did the American connect the town? Because of taxes.
Well, the American people have what? If we're lowering taxes, that means the less taxes we have is more money to spend on the American people.
This might be the communist in me, but I say poor have to pay less taxes than the rich.
Why?
Because if everyone's paying the same amount of taxes, if everyone's paying the middle class taxes, the lower class, they're going to be, the people that are just scraping by, they won't be able to maintain it anymore. And the people who are, like, super rich and stuff, they simply just can be corrupt with their money.
Why? Okay, this is what I'm going to say right now. I didn't vote for Trump in 2016.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I wrote myself on.
Okay.
I did. Why I didn't vote for Trump in 2016? I was simply wrong about his policy. Second, I wasn't really wrong about Donald Trump's on character, but whatever damage he's going to do has already been done, and it's not going to help if I don't support him this time.
Answer me this.
And third, the Democrats have lost their fucking minds.
I agree with you on that last one, but answer me this. Name one president that has had a successful second term.
Reagan.
Beat me there.
Yeah.
Any other president?
I believe Lincoln did pretty good.
He got shot 3 weeks into his second term.
I mean, he ended slavery, didn't he?
That was in his first term still.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. He didn't have a second term, so he did horrible at it.
That shows you how much I am in history. You know why I support Trump now? He hasn't started any new wars. He's making peace deals. He ain't starting any wars.
Here's the thing with the whole Israel-Palestine thing. The peace deals with that have been going on since the Soviet Union dissolved.
It's been going on, but still. Yeah. Trump got it through. I can tell you, Obama would probably get it through, but it happened in Trump presidency, so he's going to take credit. But
it's just, to me, Israel and Palestine, it's just unfair to me. The Palestinian people were there first. Why do they have to get the lower end, the shorter end of the stick when they were there first? That was theirs. And Israel just came in and took it from them.
It's big news that Trump hasn't started any wars. Obama got in a war. Bush got in a war.
What war did Obama get into?
I don't know, but I knew he got into
a
war.
Yeah, Iraq was, right?
I believe that was Bush.
No, that was Obama in 2014. No,
Afghanistan was Bush, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Obama had a war, Bush had a war, Clinton had a war.
Although, let's not forget, America is deployed in Afghanistan still.
Yeah.
And we're also deployed in the Middle East everywhere.
We're getting the troops back home as we speak.
Yes, we are.
That's good.
We are. But yes, Trump did also deploy some of them there, too.
Here's the deal. I support Trump. You don't have to love Trump's character. You don't have to like his Twitter account to vote for him.
Honestly, I hate his Twitter account. He's so stupid.
But if you care about the Constitution and economic freedom and the security of the United States, you really don't have a whole hell of a choice.
Oh, yes, because look where he got the economy.
Democrats simply cannot be trusted with the levers of power and will only seek to ruin anybody who stands in their way. And they're going to pack the court. They are going to ban the filibuster. They are going to add Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. as a state so the Democrats can have a majority in the Senate.
Well, adding Puerto Rico as a state is a good idea.
No, it ain't.
Why?
It's going to give Democrats a majority in the Senate.
No, here's the thing.
It's going to be all messed up in the Constitution, then. 50 states, that's good. We don't need... Okay.
So what you're telling me is we were fine with 13 states? You're telling me that states have expanded?
50s is okay. I mean...
So then why don't we add our other 10 islands in the Pacific, too?
We shouldn't do that, because the Democrats are going to have majority, because they're going to have...
Answer me this. Even though both the Democrats and Republicans agreed on adding Texas, when Texas was 100% going to be Republican.
Yeah.
So, that point is 100% invalid.
Gotcha there. Yeah. I want to get through one more thing before the podcast ends.
Okay.
Just some bonus things. Why did you vote for Biden?
Why did I vote for Biden?
Yes.
Well, I just like both, but I just like Trump more. So.
So, but if you don't, I don't like Trump's character, but I like him because he supports the Constitution.
I mean, let's be real. No one's going to take your gun.
Hillary Clinton wanted to, actually, though.
I know, but, restricting them? That's one thing. Because it's not like anyone needs a giant, military-grade pistols and stuff in their house.
America! So America, Second Amendment rights! MAG.
Well, here's the thing. People are saying, I will agree on you with this. They say we should take our guns because it's going to reduce murder rates. 1/4 of the Swiss people have guns. And their murder rate is 0. So that point is invalid. On the other hand, 1/3 of the the Nauruan island, every one of them had a gun, and 1/3 of the population died, so.
Alright, give me one more reason why you're going to vote for, why you voted for Biden, just real quick.
I already told you the main reason.
The main reason?
Yeah.
Alright, we pretty much reached the end of our time here. We have our 50 minutes. It's almost close to an end, so please listen to the, if you enjoy this episode, please listen to the Shepherd Show and the Banner Armstrong Show. We record every chance we get when I'm over at his studio. Well, when we're in my studio, we can just record it, and it's pretty stupid because he lives over here in North Carolina, and we're in a Zoom meeting right now. So thank you for checking out this video. If you liked it, please listen again. I have a book out. It will be coming out after Christmas, so called Masks Don't Work, Take Off Your Mask. Love you. Peace.